If you got your Bibles, hope the right kind, but Genesis 14, will you go there? And I'll tell you what, I feel like preaching tonight. I felt like preaching this morning. A lot of people won't believe this. I like preaching better than I do eating, and I love eating. Amen. Good to be in church tonight. Good to get some help from the singing. All of it was good. Are you there? Stand with me if you got your Bibles open there. Genesis 14:14. And I'll read down through about 24, I believe. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobab, which is on the left hand of Damascus. He brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer. And that's a good word, isn't it? I did the best I could. And of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek. King of Salem brought forth bread and wine. He was the priest of the Most High God. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand." And he gave him tithes of all. Woo. You said, "I don't believe in tithes. I don't believe in that. Hey, is that Bible? Amen. It goes all the way back to Genesis. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I want you to notice this language here. This is good stuff. "I've lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth." Listen, here's the text. "That I will not take from a thread," not a thread, that's what I'm preaching on tonight. "I will not take a thread, even a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten and the portion of the men which went with me, Aner, Eshel, and Mamre, let them take their portion." Our Father, I thank you for the good word of God. Lord, I pray you'll help me preach with power, be an encourager tonight. I am aware that our people are in a battle. I'm aware that our people are facing struggles. And Lord, they're tempted to try to get the world's answer and try to get the world to take care of them. But help them declare tonight that they will not take a thread from the devil. And we'll praise you and honor you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. The events of chapter 14, I introduced you to that king, Chedorlaomer, and that's a hard thing for me to say. I can't speak English, but especially his name. He had conquered 12 nations. He had went and marched through the east through the slime pits. He had conquered Sodom and Gomorrah. He had taken captive Abram's, and the Bible says brother, but actually it was his nephew. His nephew Lot, which was his brother in the Lord. He had taken, delivered him from captivity. Word had arrived to Abraham about all this, and he had armed up a group, 318 men, to defeat this ungodly king. And by the way, you don't have to have a lot of men if you got God fighting for you. Somebody help me right there. And here's what happened. The king of Sodom came out and said, now here, man, I'll get to this a little bit more later. Abram, you can have the stuff, but I got to keep the people. You hear me? You hear what Abram said? As we are entering into 2018, you know what Abram said? I want you to take notice. I'm not going to take a friend. A devil, take notice. Sin, take notice. Society, take notice. I'm not taking a friend. Somebody help me. I'll not take a friend from the world, the devil, the flesh, because I got a God who'll supply all my needs. Somebody help me. I want to preach on, I won't take a thread. Let me give you three things, let you go home before 12. Why y'all laughing? I'm serious. Number one, he said, I'll not take a thread because of the enemy's position. Who was this group that was offering him a thread? It was those people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I won't take a thread because of their corrupt practice. They real bad. They homosexual. Ooh. You say you're going to get in trouble with you? Somebody help me. You can accept alternate lifestyles if you want to. You can accept that kind of business if you want to. You can think that's normal if you want to. But it's perversion. It's an abomination. Amen. Oh, I'm preaching tonight. I'm going to cut loose. Then a conceited persona. The king of Solomon was so full of pride. Can I tell all y'all, I'm going to preach a little bit. Can I tell y'all, y'all want to get somewhere with God? You resist the pride. You resist the proud. God ain't for no proud peacock looking somebody. Think they have arrived. I want you to know something. I ain't nothing but a sinner saved by the grace of God. Am I preaching a little bit? Stay with me. I'm going to preach a lot in a minute. See, pride goeth before destruction. Holy Spirit before the fall. Then I see a captivating pull. See, Sodom had a pull. You know, poor Lot, the reason he got down there, torn Sodom. Hey, by the way, before all y'all get out in the world and before you get into your liquor and into your booze and into your dope and all that junk, you hear me? You don't start down there. You just pitch your tent down there. Oh, I'm coming. Somebody help me preach right there. Hey, the devil has a cat. Oh, by the way, the devil will start trying to get you to miss church. He'll try to start getting you to rob God. He'll get you in a compromising predicament. I want you to know he wants to take credit for everything you have. I want you to know you don't have anything the devil gave you that's worth anything. That's why I won't take a thread from that place called Sodom. Secondly, stay with me. Number two, because of the experiential progression. Abraham. This thing with Abram started with a distant call. God said, God called him out of the land of Ur, and he said, you're going to go somewhere. I'll tell you all about it. You just follow me. You know what some of y'all's problem is? Let me just flat tell you what our problem is. We want to know everything before everything happens. Somewhere, somebody's going to have to live by faith. You said, preacher, you really don't want to know what's coming. You better off letting him go out before you, take care of you, and just follow him and his call.
Amen.
I'm preaching there. Then there was a direct covenant. He said, Abram, you're going every place you walk, every place you go, it's yours. By the way, so I won't ruffle too many feathers, Gaza's the Jews. The West Bank's the Jews. Part of Iraq is the Jews. Syria is the Jews. Jordan is the Jews. Am I preaching? You said, oh my goodness, I thought it was just that little area. Every place Abram put his feet was promised to God by God. Whew. Y'all still with me? Then I said, delightful communion. You know what? God called him and they had communion together. Hey, I want y'all to know something. Some of y'all are going to need to learn some worship. You really need to learn some worship. You said, why are you preaching that stuff to me? Because you ain't worshiping enough. By the way, you walk slowed down because your worship slowed down. And worship ain't everything you think it is. By the way, I worship a lot on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. I worship in the car. I worship in the shower. I worship while I sleep most of the time. My wife wonders what's going on, and I'm going, I'm saying glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She thinks I'm talking in tongues, but I'm really talking to God. Hello? Somebody. Abram, because he left and was able to leave because he went worshiping. Then verse 12, chapter 12, verse 8. You want to go there? I'll preach all this to you. That's some devoted consecration. Abram built an altar. You know what some of y'all need to do? You need to say, Sodom, I don't want no part of you. I don't want a friend. And you need to build an altar. And you need to get yourself on the altar. And you need to stay on the altar. Because F.B. Meyer said a living sacrifice sometimes slips off the altar. Am I preaching? Then a delivered conquest. Here he was in another battle. Some of you had family battles. Friend battles, all kind of junk went your way in 2017. You said, how did I make it? You made it because of God. You made it because of grace. You made it because of God's goodness. You made it because you got a faithful friend. You made it because you got an anchor. Well, you got a heart adjuster. You got somebody that cares for you. Well, glory. And I noticed beloved possessions in verse 22. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I lift up my hand to the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. You want me? If I'm going to get anything, I'm going to get it from him. Amen. Somebody help me here. He gives some sure exaltation and some satisfied expression. Whew. If you just saved a little while in 2007, you know that your God's a burden bearer. You know your God's a heart regulator. You know your God is a comfort to the lonely. You know your God is a prayer to you when you're hungry.
Amen.
We having a good time yet. Oh boy, I'm about ready to get so excited I might lose my boots here in a minute. Then I see a beautiful personification. He said, what's a beautiful personification? You know where I'm going? We had two kings show up. We had two kings show up. Y'all watching your Bible? The king of Sodom, and then the king of Salem. You say, who in the world is that king of Salem? His name is Melchizedek. By the way, if you want to know any more depth about him, you can go over to Hebrews 7, 8, somewhere in there. Find out a whole lot about him. I feel some preach come on. I see his sovereign position. He was a priest of the Most High God. He was a king. And also his superior priesthood. Not only was Melchizedek a king, and a but also he was a priest. And then I see his supernatural personality. I'm getting so happy here. And then I see his special pedigree. By the way, Jesus' priesthood is not after Aaron. It's not after the Levites. Jesus' priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek. I can't hardly stand myself right now. See, Melchizedek was a priest forever. Now, some of my young preachers might not agree with me, but they can go ahead and be wrong if they want to. This was a Christophany. I want y'all to know that. Because there ain't nobody ever been called the king of Salem, which is peace, and the king of righteousness, but one man. Amen. Y'all stay with me. I'm about ready to jump out of here. He functioned as a king and a priest. Guess what he brought? Guess what he brought to the table? You'll get this in a minute. Boy, you might even shout. You might even shout. He brought some bread and he brought some wine. Am I right, Jeremy? I'm so deep I can't hardly stand myself right now. You said, Preacher Smith, what about him? What about this Melchizedek? I tell you what you do. You cannot trace him to any earthly father. He's without father and without mother. Jesus was born of a virgin. Jesus is the king of Salem, and Jesus is the king of righteousness. Jesus is the king of peace, and he's the king of purity. The only one can give you peace, and the only one can give you purity is Jesus. Amen. In 2018, the devil's going to offer you immorality, ungodliness. He wants you to walk with him. But Jesus supplies everything we need. Somebody help me here. What did the devil give you but some raw deal? Huh? Come on. There's some of you too cordial with him.
Amen.
Some of you like him too much. By the way, don't go to the devil for definitions from the devil. And don't go to the world from definitions from the world. The world will put all moral stance to you. The world will give you a humanistic answer. Somebody help me. That's why you fake like a moron. Hear me. So why do I have these crazy thoughts? Because you're getting them from the devil. Man, oh man. You ought not to be dating somebody from Sodom. Your blessings ought not come from Sodom. Your blessings ought to come from Salem. By the way, oh dear God, by the way, what did Melchizedek do? What was the two things that Melchizedek bring?
Bread, wine.
What did Jesus bring to the upper room just before the crucifixion?
Amen. Bread and wine.
By the way, he was preaching the cross all the way back there in Genesis 18, and he's preaching the cross right now. And I want all y'all to know, you want any victory, you want any power, you want anything good, you'll get it because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Wow, hallelujah. You said, man, that's strong stuff. I like getting the world stuff. I like depending on the world. Go ahead, knucklehead. I'm going to depend on Jesus. He's got bread. He's got wine. He's got provision. He's got blessings. He's everything. He's wonderful. He's counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. You youngins don't date no solid people. You say, oh, honey, Jerris, Gray. You don't need to look out no little skinny thing from Sodom, hear me? The king of Salem will give you a woman if you'll open your eyes. Knucklehead. Some of you out there dating unsaved boys, hanging around unsaved people, partying with unsaved people, going to the dog truck with unsaved people, playing poker on Friday and Saturday night with unsaved people. And maybe you have some saved partners too, you're ignorant. I'm preaching death. We need to adopt. We need to follow Melchizedek. You say, who is he? Well, he's Jesus. You need to follow him. Come on now. You need to walk after him. You need to let him lead your life. He'll give you peace and purity. I'm sorry, I'm tired of this stuff. Can I say it again? He'll give you peace and purity. That's some of you ain't got no peace because you ain't got no purity. You can quote that. You want to know why you're up at nights? You want to know why you're a mess? Because your life's impure. Because you ain't got the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I ain't saying you ain't saved. You got peace with God. But there's something else called the peace of God. Now listen to me. I'm done. I'm going to quit before 7. Listen to me. Can I tell you what our problem is? See what our problem is. We're trying to trace God. We're trying to trace him. You know, if he goes up here, I'm going to try to trace God. He ain't going to do it. You ain't tracing God. You had no clue what he's going to do. His thoughts are above your thoughts. His ways above your ways. Some of you are going through some battles. Listen to me. Just keep with God. Don't try to trace him. No. You hear me, Dana? I know you've been going through a lot of struggles. You hear me out. Ain't no use you trying to trace him. Hey, you can't do that. You might wonder, what's happened with my family? Why all this sickness? Why death? Why burdens? You can't trace him. But I tell you what you can do. You can trust him. You know what some of you need to do on Sunday night, on the second week of January? You need to come to this altar with all your burdens and all your battles. Get off this junk and worry about what somebody thinks. And come around this altar. And for the first time in a long time, get around this altar and trust him. You said, but you don't know what's happening. I said, quit tracing him. You don't know what's going on. I said, quit tracing him. I said, trust him. You said, can I trust him for my bills? Can I trust him for a job? Can I trust him with my life? Can I trust him to take everything I got and make something special out of it? Can I trust him? I say, young man, yes, you can. Amen. Why not tonight? On this second Sunday night of the year. Some of you say, I'm tired of trying to be a fixer. I'm trying to do it myself. Amen. If I'm going to make it through this thing, I'm going to make it with God. And I ain't asking you to come up here. I ain't talking about how ugly and sinful you are. I'm just trying to tell you, get you some peace in your life tonight. Come and get some purity in your life tonight. Come and trust somebody that never failed. Stand with me. Heads bowed. Eyes closed. No one looking around. I just won't take a thread. Done made my mind up. How many right now with your head bowed? How many of you last year was a real big battle for you? And you even started this year with some battles. Raise your hand if you're in a battle. Raise your, come on, don't lie. All over the house, raise them up. If you're in a battle, the devil's beating the fire out of you. I'm going to pray for you. Every one of you that raised your hand, they ought to be some families and some couples get around this altar seeking the will of God and seeking Jesus. Father, thank you for the good time around the word tonight. Thank you for the great singing. Oh, thank you for that last song. Oh, even to the end. Sometimes I wonder if my battle's ever going to end. I wonder if my enemies are ever going to stop. But Lord, it don't matter. You're going to be with me even to the end. Lord, help people, encourage them to come, get around this altar and weep and pray and seek your face in Jesus' name. Amen. You ought to be coming right now. You ought to be coming. Lord God, you ought to be coming. You ought to be coming.
Bring your
burden. Lord, have mercy. Don't worry about what your burden is. Just bring it to Jesus.
Leave them.
Maybe you got some decisions to make.
Leave them.
Oh, there's some of you ought to come. I'll tell you how long he'll take care of you, even unto the end. Yes. Keep sipping out.
Bring
say, preacher, I need a job. Preacher, I need to find the right mate. Preacher, I need a companion. Come to Jesus. Have you just ever come and said, Lord, I'm putting it on the altar. I'm trusting you. Amen. With heads bowed for a moment. Lord, sing, how many of you are not saved today? Raise your hand if you're not saved. Sir, you're not saved. Let me say something. You were born a sinner. The wages of sin are death. But you know what, sir? I got good news to you. But the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. That king of righteousness, the king of peace, he's who died for you. Sir, would you like to be saved today? Huh? Come on, I'll be with you. I'll help you. Would you like to get saved today? I'll walk down here and just, listen, ain't no use dying and going to hell, are they? No, you don't want to go to hell, do you? Well, come on, get up. Come on. I want you to introduce you to somebody. This is Jason, or Jared, excuse me. Jared, he wants to be saved. Lead him to Jesus. Somebody else need to be saved? Come on now. Come on now. God's in the saving business. Sing a little more, Lois. Y'all sing with her.
Your heart.
Do you have a heartache today?
To Jesus.
Do you have a burden?
Bring
is there something raking you? Come on up here. Let me join
Jesus.
You. Let me talk to you.
Leave
let me be a friend
there.
To you. Yes.
Leave it there.
Yes. Bless your sign, Debbie.
Your heartache to Jesus. Bring your heartache.
I feel like there's some of my people in here. You're hurting and you're a little shy about coming. You've been through a mess. Please come on up. I'll join you at the altar. I'll pray with you. Just sit by your seat. I'll sit right up here and wait till you come, and I'll pray over you. Come on. Come on. Let me be your friend right now. Let me pray for you. Let me love on you. That's right. Sister, come on up here. I'll pray for Willis. Come on, I'm going to pray for you. Father, thank you for Kay. Lord, she's with her through a lot these last years. God, she's had a burden. And Lord, help her. Touch her. Be her burden bearer. Be her anchor. Help her, Jesus. Lord, as we pray together, Lord, I know she can't hardly trace what's happening in her life, but help her to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. This dear sir, you say you're a Christian. You got a burden tonight. Our Father, our brother in Christ came tonight with a burden, hurting real bad, going through a struggle. Show him how much you love him.
Yes.
Show him no matter what, his ups or his downs or his ins or outs, you love him. Touch him. Amen. Oh, God's good, my brother. Amen. We're going to give Jared a minute here. Somebody else might want to come up here. I want to pray for you. There's a lot of pastors don't give a flip about you, but I love you. You see, you preach hard. It's all right. As long as I preach in love. As long as I care about you. As long as you know you can come to my office and talk to me and I'll keep it confidential and love you. You might want to come. Let me get you by the hand. Pray for you tonight. They're still dealing at the altar here. This unsaved man. Maybe you. Come on. Anybody else back there with a burden? Your heart's beating like 99 mile an hour. You ain't done nothing about it yet. Step out of here. I'm up here. I got a bad leg. I'm standing up here. Come on. Sing a little more, Lois.
Bring your burdens to Jesus. Bring your burdens to Jesus. Leave
Come on, church. Come on, son. Hey, ma'am, you're struggling. You need somebody to pray for you. The will of God, I'll pray for you. I'm not the king of Salem. I'm not the king of peace. I'm not the king of righteousness. But I know who he is. Amen. Stand up here, buddy. What's your name, sir?
This is Howard.
Howard, you asked Jesus to save you?
Yes.
He did it, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Somebody give God the door. Thank you, Howard. He with you, Ricky? He take care of you?
Amen.
If you're taking care of Ricky, you're my friend, Howard.
Amen.
Oh, Ricky's a preacher man in this wheelchair. Love God, don't you, Ricky? Ricky last year lost his best friend, his mama. Won't you know something, Ricky? Can this preacher lay his hand on you and tell you God loves you? God's going to help you. God will help you through, my brother. I'm going to pray for you before we leave too, Father. Oh, Ricky's hurting still yet. It's hard to get over a loss of a mama. I'm not over mine, Lord. Touch him. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me dismiss all y'all. I'll walk back and shake your hand. Father, touch these people tonight. I love them so much. I hurt for them. A lot of them's in a lot of pain. They wouldn't come and talk about it tonight. They're in a lot of struggles. Their financials is hard. And their life's hard. Their marriage has been battled and upside down, inside out. Touch him, Jesus. And I'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.